direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I realized just now I didn't use our Halloween open, which I will coming out of the next commercial break because, of course, we won't get to use it tomorrow night because it's the spooktacular. Who can beat that? And, of course, we've got a half hour of programming tonight, which, less than that, actually, which means there's not a whole lot of room for trivia. I see that we have a Murfreesboro Steve wanting advertising and Sherry from Naperville lining up for guesses. So I guess that's okay. I will get the trivia stuff open for you. Let me find out where it was so we can do that. But the other thing is if you want early voting on the world's worst hit records, all we ask is that they be hits. We don't care about the genre and we don't care about the year as long as they were hit. Because, you know, we're making fun of these records and we don't want to make fun of flops. That's just not nice. But if somebody's left all the way to the bank, then all bets are off. So we do it every year. We open the polls normally on Halloween, a night of horrors. But since the spooktacular will preempt us tomorrow night, we'll do early voting now. We close them the night before Thanksgiving because, of course, we play them back live on Thanksgiving night because it's a night of turkeys. So it fits out just perfectly. So let me, I didn't think we'd have any takers for trivia, so I didn't set it up, but I can right now as we speak because we had a straggler. And I believe now I should look at Carol's show prep. But of course she's saying no Monday Night Trivia, and she's right. But I believe that we had Wisconsin has over 12,000 of these, which is more per capita than any other state. But I'm not sure. That might not be the trivia question. Yeah, I know. Absolutely not prepared. But I am for Murfreesboro Steve because he wants advertising. So we can start right there because I know how to do that. All right. So, Steve, welcome back to WGN Radio.
And it's been a long time.
Yes, it has. And I want you to know that through the extreme courtesy of the post office, they got me your letter because our box number changed a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
So okay. It's 977. Everything else is the same.
Oh, no, okay. I'm 977.
Yeah.
Write that down. Anyway, I've been spending a lot of time taking care of the baby.
Yeah.
And we share him with the other grandparents.
Of course.
And so we spend, you know, a lot of nights down there, down where the baby lives. And but since the father's got COVID now, so so we've been trading the grandson back and forth between the grandparents to keep them away from from catching that.
Sure.
And let's see. Dad and lots of trips to Atlanta, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm spending too much time watching the cable television too. So, and I look and say, oh shoot, I missed Raleigh. And
well,
as a matter of fact, I was laying here in bed. I was watching one of the I think I was watching the Mayans, you know.
Okay.
And then I go, oh hey Raleigh, it's Monday, Raleigh's on, and I turned it on and I'm listening to the show and I'm thinking, wow, they're not doing trivia. Something must be wrong. And so I go ahead and call up and I found out I was listening to a replay. You know, aha, joke's on me. You know.
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah.
I did score a Edison record.
Oh yeah.
And it was a gift. This I was talking to the guy, and we're talking about records, and he just gave me one.
All right.
He just gave it to me, you know, and which I was very grateful. And I remember you describing them. And there's a friend of mine I was talking to just earlier tonight, and you know, he finds things, you know, for me, and says, here, have it. Well, he found me another Edison, and I had to explain to him, you know, what it was all about, all that. So I'm gonna have two of them.
Well, and that's terrific. Of course, these are cylinders. How are you going to play it?
No. I'm not going to play it. It's the flat ones, but they're thick.
Oh, all right. So you didn't go for the cylinders then?
No, he didn't. No. It was just the guy who gave me the flat, the flat records that go up and down.
Right.
About a quarter inch thick.
Absolutely. Well. All right. Well, now that you do that, you have to start with cylinders. They stopped making them in 1929.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was that was the first deal, and that's if you look up the cylinder players, you can see some of them where you'll say, "Oh, I recognize that because they used it as a logo for years after that." Some companies, but yeah, that'll be your next hobby.
Okay. Now, it was the same guy that found me the. The Zenith Transoceanic.
Yeah,
all
right.
Hasn't fixed yet.
Well, that's all right. He'll absolutely at some point run across cylinders.
Okay.
All right. Good. So you want an advertising slogan?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Need to get back into the swing of things.
Well, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you that this slogan was used continually from 1956 to 1992. So you certainly have heard of it. You ready?
Okay.
Leave the driving to us.
Oh, Hertz.
No.
No. Avis. Wait a minute. Greyhound.
Yes. Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So.
I remember writing those, and I heard that they're owned by a foreign company now.
Well, it is different.
I was in Ireland, and I saw buses, and they have a. An Irish setter on the side, just like the old Greyhound buses did.
Yeah.
In Ireland, they're Irish setters.
Yes, they are.
So I don't know.
What's interesting about this slogan is how it came to be. By the 1950s, Greyhound was concerned because their big market were beatniks, and they thought, well, this is not your beatniks, bohemians, those kind of things. And the market wasn't very lucrative, so Greyhound executives thought, well, we need to make an appeal to the middle class, people who have some more money. And so they hired Ogilvy and Mather, and they came up with the slogan, "Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us," and did all that famous expensive advertising. And that was their slogan literally till 92. But from 82 to 1990, they didn't really advertise. They were, they were at that period of time where it's like, what do we do next? So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I remember St. Louis had had a Trailways terminal and a Greyhound terminal.
Uh-huh.
And that's when a lot of people still rode by bus.
Absolutely.
And our grandmother would come down from Gary, and we always had to make sure that she got off in St. Louis and not in New St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. Sometimes she took the Trailways, and sometimes she might have took the Greyhound. I can't remember, but I remember going to both terminals, and then when Greyhound built a new terminal, the Trailways bought the old Greyhound terminal, and now of course Greyhound bought out Trailways. But when I first came back from Germany, I had to go to St. Louis from Nashville from Murfreesboro to pick up my car that I had shipped from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the bus was a German family, and they had flown in to the East Coast somewhere, North Carolina somewhere, and they're going to ride the Greyhound all the way to L.A.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, they're going to miss half of it because it's, you know, dark during half of it. But they're just, the parents seem kind of, kind of excited, I guess, because you're going to the same direction for a couple of days and never leaving the country, you know. And so I'm kind of describing, like, here we are from Mount Vernon to St. Louis, you know, it's as flat as a pancake, you know, it's just like, you know, you look out there in the daytime and it's, you know, farm, 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 village, you know, and they keep going for instance. But I tell them now the big advantage of this is the train being like this, you can always tell which way the tornado's coming.
Oh, that's a nice thing to tell them. All right. There, yeah. Yeah. And of course, you know, when you're going through the West and all the desert, that's a lot of time to sleep. So, yeah, you get a lot on that deal. 1934 was Greyhound's biggest years, actually, 400 million passengers. And
34.
Yeah, there was a movie about an heiress traveling by Greyhound with a reporter.
Oh, yeah. It happened one night.
Right, and that caused literally Greyhound to explode overnight. And, you know, you had inner-city bus ridership as well at the time. But, you know, you're right, all the mergers and stuff. And that started early as far as that goes. But in the later years, that's when you got into, went to Laidlaw and went to Germans. And, and then I guess today it was First Group. And I think it's a German group that has them right now. But yeah, Munich-based Flixbus. I just tried to look this up. Acquired it for a paltry $78 million in 2021, and First Group sold almost all its remaining Greyhound properties to 20 Lake Holdings for $140 million, because, of course, they had the real estate. So right. I think
now Flixbus, they're an ugly-looking gray bus.
Yeah.
You know, they used to stand out, be nice and shiny, and the double-deckers and all that. And,
well, sure.
And then they used to sell them to music groups like Black Oak Arkansas bought one.
Yeah.
And, now they're just kind of this gray-looking yuck, you know.
Well,
it's like any other tour bus almost. So.
Right, and for the most part, the people who were on the buses are now on the planes. So that's the deal. They got in a lot of trouble a couple of years ago in Seattle because it might have been a little further north in Washington State. They allowed Border Patrol to enter the bus and arrest the illegals. Oh, God. And, of course, you know, Seattle's fairly liberal, and so you can imagine what the newspapers had to say about that and the warrantless immigration sweeps and all this kind of stuff. But, they had to deal with that.
There was a couple on the bus there in Nashville, and she seemed pretty young. And there was a detective that came on the bus and looked around and was asking her for her identification,
Right.
And I don't think she had any, but, I'm so-and-so age, you know, that stuff. You know,
yeah.
He went on and got off the bus. But
well, as long as she was as long as she was traveling alone. If she looked very young and was traveling older...
She was with a guy.
Oh, really?
They were a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
And nobody did anything other than get off the bus. All right, well.
No, yeah.
Yeah. So there you are. There you have it. You're absolutely right. Hang on. You are a winner. And hopefully things have calmed down since the letter you wrote.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my iPod, which I listened to you on.
All right.
Is dying.
Oh, no.
And it has a mind of its own.
Oh, don't
it,
they
like, always. It won't hold a charge. I had to turn on early, and finally, it decides it wants to boot. And then it'll be on for a while, and it'll act like it's got plenty of power, and then they'll just quit. So, so I'm gonna kind of have to come up with kind of other arrangement or something.
Well, hopefully you will. I'll know depending on how soon we hear from you again. Good luck with that. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. So 888-876-5593. I found the question, by the way. On average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day, while a man, on average, does it 3.6 times a day. Does what? And we're going to have Sherry from Naperville guests and Paulette from Willow Springs guests. And we will hold it over as a straggler for next week because it's really not. I didn't even think we were going to do it tonight. I thought we were going to vote. But that's all right. Your wish is my command right here on WWE.
Throw the switch and bring it to 50,000 watts of power!
Then I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away!
They're alive! They're alive! Why, the 1110 men! The 1110 men are alive!
Science Report presents Lasers and Cavities and Guitar Wood.
Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
It's my greatest creation ever.
But now, what will we do with them, Master?
Get them jobs in radio.
Tired of living. Want to die? Well, here's a real good reason why.
The graveyard book.
It all begins about 12 o'clock when the grave's all open and we start to rock.
Graveyard rock.
It's cool.
Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. Every night is just like Halloween. There's rock and roll for this graveyard scene.
Graveyard rock.
WG and Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Tarantula Ghoul, and if you're from Portland, you certainly remember her, if you're of that certain age. Jeff had requested that from Portland, and we'll tell you more about Tarantula Ghoul. I figured we were going to do that tonight, but we've got a few scant minutes, and I want to get to everybody's calls, so we'll leave Tarantula there and the rest of the Halloween open there, but I figured after Don Steele was going to get them jobs in radio, that was enough. All right, so we have our questions. On average, a woman does this 5.2 times a day, while a man on average does it 3.6 times a day. Does what? All right, Paulette in Willow Springs, what do you think?
I think the woman cleans her house, maybe, or washes dishes, does
5.2 times a day? Oh, man,
yes.
you're living next to Mrs. Clean. I wouldn't even go with 5.2 times a week, but it's a nice guess.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, think about it and call me back next week.
I will.
All right,
thank you so much, Ronnie.
Appreciate it.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye. All right. So, no, they're not cleaning the house. Like I say, you'd be lucky if they did it 5.2 times a week, which I don't think so. Real quickly, Sherry in Naperville, what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. I want to say brush your teeth.
Brush your
teeth. For women. Women
5.2 times
teeth.
A day?
Well, I would brush my teeth when I got up, after I ate, before lunch, when I got home, and before I went to bed. So that's kind of like five times.
Now, you say that in past tense. Do you no longer do this?
I no longer do this because I don't work with other people.
Oh, God, well, it's better than what I was afraid you were going to say. You're saying, because I no longer have teeth. All right.
Oh, no. I still have my teeth. I still said.
Okay. All right, good.
It was more of a respect of others thing. Not that I have bad breath or anything, but anyway. Okay, so rewind this. So brush your teeth. I'm going to go over. Change your clothes.
Nope.
Blow your nose.
Nope.
Make a phone call.
Nope.
Run an errand or drive somewhere.
Nope.
Because, you know, women pick up kids from school.
Well, they do, but that's not it.
Wow.
Well, if you think of something else, remember next
week. I got one more guess, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, if you want it.
Okay, this is just a joke. Scratch?
Scratch? No, I don't know how they'd measure that. All right, no, it's not just.
I don't know either, but.
Yeah.
I just had to throw one in there. Okay,
why
I'll
not?
Let you go.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. I've got like 30 seconds here. So James won a World War II, and I've even got one, but it's going to be longer than 30 seconds. So Valerie gets real quickly to be the first voter. All right, so Valerie, real quickly, what is your vote?
Imagine Dragons, Radioactive.
All right, talk to you tomorrow. And, well, no, I won't.
Right.
Wednesday. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. And those of you who called, really appreciate that. We'll pick it up on Wednesday night after the spooktacular right here on WGN.